All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, March 4th of 2026. Looking ahead here, we have a couple sports already underway. We have some League of Legends, tennis, and soccer already started today. Good luck to all of you playing those slates. For the rest of the day, we have a 4-game NBA slate, 5-game NHL slate, and then we have golf teeing off early tomorrow morning. So, should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, so you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right, with that said, let's get SaberSim up on the screen. Got the NBA main slate for tonight pulled up. Little four gamer here on tap. And we did have a couple questions come in prior to the show. Couple in Discord. Looks like we have one in the YouTube chat queued up as well there. So we will get to all the questions before the end of the show. But first question of the day is actually a follow-up to a topic on favorites from yesterday. So first question of the day. Hey, Andrew, you answered this question. This is in regards to the favorites. One additional follow-up. Let's say I run two builds and favorite the same exact lineup in each build. Will the favorites add the lineup twice or only one time? Good question. So the favorites does not have a, I don't know, checker or like lineup validator that sees if a lineup has already been added or not. So what's going to happen is that the favorites is going to add, the lineup will get added to the favorites more than once in the example that you gave here. So just to be clear on what will happen. All right, on the topic of favorites, I think this next question, we're actually going to end up using this. So, next question. For NBA, how do I create a rule to include a two-player stack in 50% of my lineups? So, with regard to rules, right, you talk about rules here. So, rules work all or none, right? You can either have something in 0% or something in 100%, right? There's not a way to say, hey, have this rule account for 50% of my lineups, right? I think for the example that you're giving here, you do have a couple different options. So let's build 500 lineups so I can demo one of the options that are coming to mind here. One way would be using the favorites, right? In build one, I create a rule that says, you know, stack rule, use exactly two. And then this would be on a team basis, right? So stack exactly two players on the primary team, and then I can control which teams I want this to apply to in this team dropdown. So let's say I just want to two stack in any lineup, right? It doesn't matter which one. Or it doesn't matter what team for me, right? I just want two players from the same team. I would set this stack rule. Let's say I'm playing a 20 max, for instance, right? Okay, I'm playing a 20 max. So then in my build, I would build 10 lineups with that rule on. And then what I would do is I would open up a new build. And then in the new build, I would build 10 lineups with that rule off. Then I can use the favorites to combine the 10 and 10 lineups for my 20 max. So that's what I would do in that scenario. That is one option. And for some reason, my build didn't run in build one. I'm not sure. So what I did is I just X'd the build out and then I opened a new build, right? Generally, this should fix any problems that you're having just starting in a fresh new workspace. And it appears that is true because my lineups have built in this second. So kind of a good example of just like some basic troubleshooting. If you know something's weird in one build and not really sure why, open up a new build, start over. All right, so I am going to create a group. So again, this is my build in my example where I'm doing the 10 lineups that don't have the rule. Okay, great. I come in here. I'm gonna favorite the lineup here. And I'm actually just gonna switch this to Unix 1. Let's go saver score. I'm hoping this doesn't make the group disappear. Okay, it did. It's fine. Let's let this rerun real quick. Okay, so the top lineup I favorited. Great, great. I'm just gonna stay in the window here. I'm just gonna go down and favorite this last lineup here. All I'm doing is I'm holding shift on my keyboard and then I'm clicking the bookmark and then it will send all the lineups in between the group to the favorites. So that was six. I'm gonna do the additional four here, just one by one. They're a little bit out of frame. Now you can see I have 10 lineups in my favorites. So I would do 10 lineups, 10 lineups, go to the favorites, there would be 20, and then I could put them into my 20 max. So that's option one. Option two is what I would do is go to stack exposures. And then what I would do is I would probably sort by stack type, to be honest. And then I would go down here and I'm gonna do inversely so they're at the top. I would look at how many of my exposures have a two stack, right? The goal here was to have a two stack in the lineup. It looks like 30% of my lineups have at least a two stack here. So now it would be determining, well, do you care if there is only one two stack, two stacks, three two stacks, or four two stacks, right? Something you might want to use to help you answer that question is the pull exposure column. Hey, it looks like two twos and two twos are the most common two stack coming up here, right? So 9% 2-2, 4.7% 2-2-2, 1% two stacks, and then 0.2% 2-2-2-2 stacks, right? So in terms of pull exposure, the two twos and the two two twos are the most popular. So I think what you could do here, right, is you could increase the minimum exposure. Hey, I want to have 20% two twos, and this is a minimum. And then I want to have at least 20% two two twos, right? And then maybe just start there, right? You get close, and then you see what it gives you. And then, okay, we get in here. I want to go back to saver score. And now I'm at 40%. Okay, great. Well, I would just kind of decide what I want to do at this point. I would probably just do 30% on the two twos just because they're twice as high pull exposed. So then now what I've done is I've manually used the stack exposures, set some minimum exposures to get to my 50% marker here, right? I don't need to set any rules when I do it this way. I just need to run a build, set the min exposures. Now I'm getting what I wanted, and this would be my other avenue to accomplish this. So that is what I would try. All right. Next question. For the past week, I've been using Contest Flashback and looking at my sim ROI. If I'm consistently at the top of the sim ROI, is that a sign that my process is working? Not sure if there is anything else I should be considering in Flashback. Good question. So, yes, I think the answer is fairly simple here that if you are one of the top sim ROIers very often, I don't think you need to be the exact highest. I think that as long as you are within, you know, the top 10 to 25 listed users, I think that's a very good place to be in. It shows that you are using a process that wins over the long term, and now it's just a matter of variance kind of following your way, getting enough slates under your belt where you have more opportunities to realize your equity. And so I would stay on the path that you're on. You know, Flashback is really designed to tell you, hey, am I doing something wrong or am I doing something right? And if I am doing something wrong, I can make adjustments. If I am doing something right, but I am still losing, then that just means that I'm on the wrong side of variance and I need to stay the course. But what we don't want is if you have a good process, but you lost. So you feel like that process is bad and you just completely throw everything good that you're doing out the window and start over with suboptimal decisions because it didn't work out that one time, right? So if you're doing good based on your SIM ROI, that is a very strong sign to keep doing what you're doing. Doesn't mean you can't make small tweaks, doesn't mean you can't change some things, but overall, you are on the right track. So try not to veer too far in any direction, but it is okay to continue to work on your process from there, definitely. All right. We have two questions here that are a little similar, so we're going to answer both of them. One is in the YouTube chat. One is in Discord. I'm going to come back to Mike's question in YouTube. All right. One question there. And then one question here. Okay, so two questions. Please show the process of generating an optimized cash lineup for 50-50s and double up contests. And then another question in Discord, how can I generate a cash lineup for 50-50s and double ups? Okay, so good questions here. I do wanna call out a video that I have on this. So if you go into the Discord, you go to the Office Hours Questions channel, you go to pinned messages, okay? We have a video, how to build the cash optimal lineup. And I'm gonna open that up here. So we're gonna walk through this process, but I just wanted this video to be known. So then I'm gonna take it and I'm gonna drop it here in the YouTube chat. That way everyone has access to that, or you can access it in the Office Hours channel where I showed. All right, so that's one resource there that I wanna call out. Now getting into the question, so what I would do, right, we're gonna start in a fresh build. So I go to a new build, I go to settings. This is the first most important thing you gotta do. Got to switch this build mode from sim, see it's on the sim side, to optimizer by clicking on it, okay? Sim mode and optimizer mode work differently. Sim mode is better for GPPs and tournaments. Optimizer mode is better for cash games and head-to-heads. So keep that in mind. You want to use the optimizer mode. From there, what I would do is I would just set this to the number of lineups you actually need, or just do a really, really small pool, even if I need 1 to 5 lineups. I think building 20 is totally fine. So what, and I didn't want to do that. Still need to make 2 adjustments to unlock the optimizer mode button here, which is okay, just do it in the my own column is my recommendation. So now that I have this set up, I'm gonna run these lineups, right? What optimizer mode is doing different than sim mode. Optimizer mode is building the highest projected lineup first, the second highest, the third, the fourth. It is a very mathematically intense calculation, which is why we recommend shrinking your pool size to just the number of lineups that you need here. And then you're also gonna notice that the build will run slower here. Here it is, you know, kind of crawling one lineup at a time, 15 to 16, 16 to 17, right? It's not generating, you know, hundreds of lineups at a time and filling out this pool very quickly. But that's okay, right? In cash games and double ups, we want to prioritize projected score. And, you know, the only way to do that is to solve all of the different combinations to give you the highest projected, then second, then third, etc. All right, so I'm gonna create a group. of 20 lineups, I'm going to change the diversity here to uniques one. And then I'm going to change my rank by to projected score. Now what I could do is I can open these lineups up. If I don't like viewing the lineups in the row format, go to the settings in the lineup section, turn off use compact lineup view, okay? Now what this will do is show my lineups in like expanded version if this is your preferred method for viewing them. But if you like compact mode, that's okay too. Just want to show off the differences there. Now what I would probably do is I would scroll over and I would want to look at the projected scores. Hey, what actually are the differences? Hey, the top one is 269.7. Second one is 269.1, 268.9, 268.4, et cetera. You can see the differences between the top and the bottom as you scroll. And then you can decide which one you want to play, how many you want to play, et cetera here, right? So seems like these lineups are very heavily stacked. Kind of surprised. Five stack, four stack, four stack, four stack, four stack, five stack. So a lot of five and four stacks here. I want to see who's popping. Okay, it looks like it's probably Philly here. A lot of Philly players. And it looks like Oubre's out. Embiid is out. Oh, and Edgecombe is out. Okay, so yeah, yesterday Embiid and Oubre were out. Now you add Edgecombe into that mix. And the team is getting very thin very fast. You can also tell by, hey, Maxey is 10-3 salary, and then there is no player above 5,200. Drummond is 52, and then it's 44, 45, 36, 3,000, right? Kind of falls very, very fast from there. So makes sense why we're getting so many Philly players. But yeah, that is how you build the cash optimal lineup. And check out that video if you want to see it again. All right. Next question here. Question says, what is the sequence of actions to follow when you have a player out notification and updated projections? Do you swap out the player first or update projections and then rebuild? Okay, good question. So what I would do personally is I would, and I'm going to pull up one of our videos to show how I would do this. So I'm going to pull up the late swap updated tutorial here. Okay, so what I would first recommend doing is this part right here. So when you quick, when a player is out, this swap button is going to light up red, right? It's going to take you to your swap options. I would recommend quick swapping first, okay? Quick swap, in my opinion, is the best tool to get out players out of your lineups and put projected players into your lineups. It doesn't listen to salary, doesn't listen to rules. It simply just takes out the zeros and puts in projected players. You know, having zeros in your lineup is going to be terrible, right? You want projected players. So first thing I would do is I would quick swap. Now, after quick swapping, after doing this part, I would then do what we call full swap, which is like a standard late swap. Late swap, this full swap section, in my opinion, is the best tool for re-optimizing your lineups based on updated projections. So quick swap, good for swapping players who are out. Full swap, best for re-optimizing your lineups to make them as good as possible. That's my opinion here. Now, after you do the quick swap, you upload. Okay, great. You go to the full swap. The first step would be, do you want to swap all your contests or not? Most people will. Some people won't. So you have the ability to uncheck certain contests if you so choose. This next part would be, do you want to carry over any settings you used on a previous build, right? Hey, did you make changes in your pre-slate build and you want those to be accounted for in late swap, yes or no? If the answer is yes, click this drop down. If the name of the build you used was build one, What you're going to do is you're going to click the drop down and then you're going to select build one. So like, let me see if I can find it. It should be right around here. Okay. And like that. So the drop down, I would select build one if that was where my stuff was at. So select that. It will update. It will basically, your swap build will have all the stuff that that other build had, and then the lineups that you create will listen to those inputs. So that's the next thing. And then once you get into the swap, it's all going to feel really familiar as far as clicking. Instead of saying build lineups, it says build swaps. If you have contest sims, your sims are going to run, or if you have starter, your portfolio diversifier is going to run. You can make adjustments if you so choose, min and max, save, upload, or save, download, and then upload to the fantasy site. So it's just figuring out what you want to do with this menu, and I would definitely quick swap and then lead swap. Dimitri said, thank you. You're welcome. All right. Another question from Mike. Dang it. All right. Next question. Is it correct to assume by updating projections that the player marked as out is then excluded from projections and rebuilt lineups? So when a player is ruled out, I think that, you know, the Discord can be a good resource here. So in the Discord, when we run a sim, we summarize what happened in that sim in these alert channels. So for instance, and this happens an hour before the slate starts through the end of the slate, just so you guys know. Okay, I want to find one where maybe someone was out. All right, so here's an example. We run a sim for Memphis, Minnesota, and then the sim completes. You get this, hey, sim of game has completed. These are all of the projection changes. And the big one here is Santi Aldama gets ruled out, right? He goes from 23 to 0, and then all these other players change kind of as like a cascading effect to him being ruled out. What happens is in the app is that this refresh projections icon turns green. When you click that button, you are going to get all of those new projections that we're showing. So once the player is ruled out, the sim runs, the projections go to the app. Once you click this button, Santi is now going to go from 23 to 0, and then you can safely rerun any swaps from there. But it is nice to see that those projections changed. So I think that is a good reason for being in the Discord. If you're not in the Discord, you can join from the upper right corner of the app with this blue button up here. So I would be using it simply just for those notifications if you don't want to use it for anything else. I think those notifications are valuable. All right, looking around here, looks like we're caught up in YouTube chat and the Office Hours channel knocked out a demo of how to build a cash optimal lineup. Think we're going to get out of here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody,